It seems like almost yesterday that the first commercial airplane landed at Chicago's Municipal Airport, later Midway Airport. The plane came in from Omaha, Nebraska on December 1, 1927, a historic first for aviation in Chicago. The Boeing aircraft was piloted by Ira Oris Biffle from Patton, Missouri. Biffle was born on September 14, 1886, the son of Valentine and Matilda Berry Biffle. He spent his first 18 years on the family farm between Patton and Marble Hill, and there in 1904 he learned about the Wright brothers' first flight. From that time forward, the Bollinger County farm could not hold him. Within a decade, he was one of America's skilled aviators, airmail pilots, and aviation instructors. In 1915, he joined three other pilots to initiate the United States Army Air Corps, operating out of San Diego, California. During World War I, Biffle trained more daring young men to fly than any other instructor, consistently described as a hard-boiled instructor. Biffle's most famous student was Charles Lindbergh, who impressed his instructor as a darn good student, intelligent, quick, and nervy. 5 years later, Lindbergh became the first pilot to fly nonstop from New York to Paris, becoming one of America's most famous heroes and aviators. Tragically, on April 7, 1934, at the age of 48, Ira Biffle died of heart disease, impoverished and nearly blind. The man who taught Lindbergh to fly was buried in Arlington National Cemetery, an American hero from Patton, Missouri. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.